Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. Portions of today's program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Keep the music going there, Manny. The music is putting me in a good mood. Is it gone already? Oh, man. It was so short-lived, wasn't it?
Oh, wait a minute here. That's what it's going to take here. Hold on, Scott.
Oh, you can do it.
Because I've got that song here.
All right. Well, you're doing that. Portions of the program today are brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is the website. By the way, they have a whole series. There we go. Yes. Thank you very much. Whole series of Pick Up the Patch events coming up. And you can find the list at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. $43 billion economic impact, 81,000 jobs. Find out more about that too. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Waiting on the world to change. I don't know where I was at. It was Botno or Kildare last week, but somewhere somebody, a listener, came up and said, "You know how I just, when that music comes on, my day just gets better." I said, "Oh, that's very nice. Well, I'll make sure we let it go a little longer then, so we can keep you, keep you hanging around." Go ahead, a little more, Todd. Yeah, there we go. Waiting on the world to change. That's what we're all about here, waiting on the world to change, ladies and gentlemen. And you can do it. You have the power by picking up the phone and calling 800-228-0550 and telling the rest of the world, or at least the Northern Plains, how the world should change. That's the power we put into your hands by asking you what is on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two guests on the program today, Max Schneider, who is the Democratic leader in the state Senate. He's a Democrat from Grand Forks. So Senator Max Schneider will be here. We'll talk about his concern. They put out a release yesterday saying $6 billion in losses if they reform these oil taxes like this. And I'm going to ask him a question saying, okay, I don't know where you got those numbers, but I'll accept your numbers. How much revenue will be there? How much money is going to be sitting in buckets in the state coffers? How many dollars are there going to be to spend in the general revenue? Take your numbers. If you're worried about what's going to be gone, you know, essentially what he's done is found some prediction of how much oil will be generated in North Dakota to be able to say, boy, if there's that much oil generated and we lower the tax, we're going to have $6 billion less in revenue. I want to know how much total revenue they have, because in my mind it's a lot of money. That issue is being debated as we speak in the Senate Finance and Tax Committee. They did not vote yesterday. They heard a lot of testimony. There are amendments, I understand, coming. I don't know what they're going to be. I hope they're a way to get this done once and for all. You know, really, the debate about how much is going to be lost, we don't know. We really don't know, because the trigger could go on next month. It could stay on for 17 years. It did last time. A lot of folks don't think it will, but we just don't know. It's unknowable, okay? It is unknowable. So let's just deal with what we can do, and that is to say, is this any way to run a railroad? Should a $40 billion industry not know what they're going to have in tax liability in 40 days? An industry extraordinarily important to the state of North Dakota. I don't think so. So reform the dang tax. Fix it once and for all, for crying out loud, is my take. And leave the politics for another time. There's days left here. Just fix the darn thing. It doesn't. Ask yourself if you would want to be in a business where you don't know what your taxes are going to be in 40 days. And if you could plan that way.
It sounds crazy.
Yes. So we'll talk with Mac about that next hour, or rather bottom of this hour. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer is here next hour. He saved your water heater, Todd. I don't know if you know that, but the Department of Energy was gunning for these geothermal water heaters. And a lot of electric co-ops around the state were very concerned about what would happen. And because I guess there's a lot of them. And anyway, they did something they never do in Congress, like a voice vote unanimously saying Department of Energy, thumbs down. So kind of a rebuke of the Obama administration, even from Democrats, on that particular issue. So anyway, that was
good. Now he can work on those CFC light bulbs that cause cancer and stuff, and now they're saying we should actually be going back to fluorescence.
There you go. We'll take that one on. Now, this is something that concerns me, but I think everybody in the state of North Dakota needs to know about, and that is there is a barbaric slaughter planned for Fargo. And yes, a barbaric slaughter. There is an online petition effort that has started that now already 1,000 people have signed on to. Todd, maybe you want to sign on to it, that would stop it. Okay, and the Fargo Park Board is looking at a plan to trap and kill beavers. This is being called a barbaric slaughter by the animal activists that are very, 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 very upset about this. In fact, they said, and I quote, "The Red River is about to earn its name. The beavers living along the banks in Fargo, North Dakota, will soon be slaughtered for no good reason." They're calling the plan barbaric and are very upset. Now, you may say, what's the Fargo Park Board got against beavers?
Well,
evidently, they're killing trees like crazy, and it's costing a lot of money. And I don't know if it's cost the city or the park board who ends up paying this, but the park board voted unanimously to do this because there's all kinds of concerns about these animals killing the trees in parks.
You're serious about this, right? You do realize it's Earth Day today, right?
Well, I'm the tree hugger, right?
Evidently.
I'm trying to save the trees here.
If you're all worried about the trees today, you're either playing an Earth Day prank on us or you're a tree hugger.
As God is my witness, this is not a prank. This is no April Fool's Day, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal. I'm more interested in the trees here in this particular case.
So now you're a tree hugger, huh?
Well, it's Earth Day. It's a good day to become a tree hugger, don't you think?
Wow.
Yeah. So
sitting down here.
Who's right in this debate? Is the Fargo Park Board trying to end the expensive tree destruction, or are the beaver-loving animal activists right? Who do you think is right? You tell me at 855-200-1776. I want to know. I want to know, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy Fargo. Letting this barbaric slaughter happen right underneath our noses. Can you believe it?
Just call 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What did I say?
Ask Scott if he's gone off the deep end today.
The little tree hugger
now
thing?
Scott's a tree. When have you ever been a tree hugger?
Aren't you worried about that? I'm forced to choose between the trees and the beavers. And I'm siding with I like the beavers. I like beavers. They're cute little things, but I mean, I wouldn't want 9 million of them chewing up my trees. You know what I mean? I mean, take a few more over to the Red River Zoo. There's a wonderful, wonderful little beaver exhibit there at the Red River Zoo. But I mean, they already have like three, I think. So I don't know. Maybe go to 10. I don't know. I forget how many they have over there. But I think you can't have 300 at a zoo, right? Would you take the beavers? And Kerry want beavers for pets? Put them in the backyard and, you know, have people come over.
I'll take as many as you take. I'll put it that way.
Cute little beaver. Email from a listener says, sometimes I wonder if you understand economics, Scott.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My property taxes doubling does not benefit me unless I intend to sell my house. My property taxes go up, but my income does not, so I have more outgo than income. Also, property values are going up, in part because of the perceived increase in demand for properties. But again, that only benefits the owner if they intend to sell. Please consider before you opine, says Tim. This might be in response to that caller yesterday that we're trying to help understand why his property tax doubled and his property value doubled. But my question to this listener, and Tim, call if you'd like, is I'm not going to root for Tim's property to go down in value. You know, and that's really only possible if he lives in Detroit, right? And it's not happening in a lot of places in North Dakota. But property values going down are not a good thing. Okay? Now, somebody's property doubling in value, something's out of whack. And there has to be, you know, there has to be a check here to say, okay, are the sales of homes and properties in line with the assessment? Are they within a percentage to say, hey, we're kind of close? And that was my only point, discussing property taxes going up being a good thing. Yes, I get what he's saying, the economics of that, but appreciate the call. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
I was just calling about the beaver issue.
Yeah.
Actually, this hasn't been raised, but, you know, cutting down the trees is one issue. But, you know, beavers are very dangerous animal, especially in a city or a park where you may have somebody get within their personal space, you know, and whatever animal they might attack. Stop and think about it a minute. They got teeth and jaws that they can shut down a tree in no time. And if they were to get a hold of your leg or a kid's leg, they could mutilate to you in minutes.
I did not know that. I didn't know they were a vicious animal like that. So they have you had a run-in with a beaver before?
No, but let's not call them a vicious animal. In the wild, they're quite safe. But, you know, if you get into their personal space, you know, in the realm of animal like a badger or a beaver, well, a badger, for instance, he can go right in the pavement, and he can go right down in a matter of a minute. He can dig
sure.
a hole. He can dig right through concrete.
I take your point. In other words, there is a safety issue there. There's too many of them, which obviously there are because they're chewing these trees down like crazy. So, yeah, good points, John. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Welcome others. He's with me. He's a tree hugger. See?
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
And Gary and Fargo on a way in on Beavergate. I gave it a name. Earth Day, so this is your humble host, the Tree Hugger, ladies and gentlemen. And Todd, do you have that email handy of somebody that was upset with my comments on the oil tax reform yesterday?
I'm looking at it, you know, with the trouble giving my cell phone number as people start calling my cell phone number thinking they can get it on the show.
Yeah, you see if you can find it, and if you can, look,
I'm sure I still have it.
I welcome differing opinions here on the program here, and sometimes folks are more likely to do that by email and kind of what they would perceive as a drive-by than to call you on the air. I don't care. If you want to email it in, if you want to call it in, if you want to text Todd, any way you want to do it. 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is the What's On Your Mind line. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here next hour as well. And Max Schneider on the oil tax proposal at the bottom of this hour. Dan and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, this beaver problem in Fargo. I was just wondering, couldn't the city or the park board up there get a bunch of beaver dams and then just dam up around the trees and then the beavers couldn't swim over to them?
So I guess I'm trying to picture this. You're saying you wall them off from where the trees are? How would you do that? How would you prevent them from coming around?
Just get a bunch of beavers to build dams around them.
You put the beavers to work on walling themselves off from the trees? Is that what you're saying?
Like a dam would hold water back, a dam could hold the beavers away from the trees.
How does it hold the guys back that actually built the dam? I think they'd find a way around. They'd build themselves like a little tunnel or a shortcut, wouldn't they, Dan?
Yeah, it could be, but isn't that the way the dam's supposed to work, to hold something back?
Yeah, I just don't know if I can hold those little critters back. that's a fine idea. In fact, when Todd first heard this, he said, "What's your damn problem with that?" Anyway, thank you, Dan. You got us thinking there. Let's see here. Before I go to Gary in Fargo, here's a call that came in during the break that should. Well, if you're a farmer, listen closely here. Okay, just that's all I'll say.
What animal in North Dakota destroys more trees than a beaver? Answer, North Dakota farmer. Thank you.
What?
So this fella just called farmers animals and now says that farmers are destroying more trees than beavers. Anybody want to respond to that? Or is it unworthy of a response? Gary and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, just on this beaver thing. Why don't they get all the animal rights people or somebody like that to trap them and relocate them as many as they can? I don't get that. Why should we kill them all?
Where do you relocate them to?
Relocate them anywhere, Montana, anywhere, just whoever wants them. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know that there's a big demand for beavers. I sincerely don't know. I'm asking. I mean, would you want them? Do you want them? If they said we'll bring them to Gary's place?
There's places in the wild where you can relocate them. That's just the way that's my theory on it. That's it. Goodbye.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you. And, the park board evidently said they haven't really looked at any alternatives. They've just decided to do this. So, but I would ask our vast audience, what's a good alternative? Jason on our Facebook page said the city should live trap them and put them up for adoption to those who signed the petition. Now, there's an idea, Jason. Yeah, because we got 1,000 people signing the petition, so surely they'd take one. Good idea. Dan says the city should trap them, sell the hides, and deposit the earnings into the city coffers for building flood control. All right. Duke says you'd think tree huggers would want the beavers gone. We can't win against these hippies.
Why can't we just bring them all to Corvallis, Oregon?
Now we're name calling, but
the
it didn't
Oregon
make me laugh.
Oregon State Beavers.
The hippies. There you go. I mean, they could, make it part of their mascot. They have multiple mascots. It'd be an attraction for the kids.
Next time they have a game, we'll just dump them on the field during the game.
Well, we don't have to go that far. Bemidji State is the Beavers. We'll just go up to Bemidji State. They're not far away.
There you go.
Bob in West Hope. How would you solve a beaver dilemma like this in West Hope anyway, Bob?
Well, you'd take a farmer and go out there and have them kill the trees down.
Because the farmers hate trees, so they'd,
No, the years ago, what this other guy was saying about, I believe that's what he meant, years ago when they had the sand and they didn't have the equipment, like they farm now, no-till, whatever, and like this here, with a lot of ground moved from one property to somebody else's property. So they put up tree rows. Now that's cured and taken care of, now they're removing the tree rows because a lot of the tree rows are dying out anyway. So now they're removing them tree rows to make more farmland.
Yeah, and most of the farmers I know obviously are not anti-tree, right? You're gonna.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I mean I,
they
I was,
like.
I, I was out at the Richter Farm not long ago, south of Bismarck, south and a little bit east of Bismarck. And I'll tell you, they talked about, you know, how many years ago planting trees, and now you don't think deer hunting is fun out there?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? And not to mention, it's just a dumb analogy. Even if we said, look, are some trees removed so you can farm some land? Yes. And you know, then do you strategically plant some for a windbreak or whatever? Of course. But just set aside for a second, what are farmers doing? They're growing food so we can eat. How does that equate to a beaver? What's the value in what the beaver brings? You know,
I used to trap beaver years and years ago, but everything, they were pretty nice hides. You nail them out, put them on a big board, and stretch them, whatever, like this here, and you got some darn nice hides. You got a decent price for them at that time. Till Bob Barker stepped in and said furs or whatever, and that kind of killed the
you're
going to
give Bob Barker credit for that, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the one who started it. You know, you don't wear furs and whatever because it comes from an animal. You're wearing a dead animal. Well, then they kind of threw that out. Now the furs ain't. It is starting to come back a little bit, but not much.
Like, by the way, I ran into a friend of yours, Bob, over in Botno the other day.
Did you?
It was talking about being from West Hope, and I said, well, you got a fellow Bob calls every once in a while from West Hope. He said, oh, that's crazy Bob. I said, he's not crazy. He said, I know he isn't crazy. I call him that to his face all the time. So they love you in Botno.
I know it.
Yeah.
Especially Pat Arts. He's a good guy.
He's a good man right there. Oh, yep.
He's a wonderful guy out there.
State Bank of Fargo. He's a farmer, too, by the way. I wonder if he's killing trees.
I don't think so.
No? Okay. No, all right. Sounds good.
Up to honest. Okay, bye.
Bob, good talking to you. Another one of our favorites out there in Radio Land, Fred and Wing. What's your take on this beaver situation? If you were the czar of Fargo, what would you do about it, Fred?
Well, first of all, I'd try to educate the people a little bit. Farmers, I tell you what, since I've been farming now for 35 or 40 years, I have planted more trees than anybody in town could ever think about planting. They died out. The deer ate them. Insects ate them. I dug them back up again. I destroyed some trees to plant new ones. We spent good money and a lot of time, a lot of effort. We got trees. Farmers love trees. They like them. There's some places they get in the way. I can understand people wanting to make room to get around them, you know, just so that you can keep your living going.
Hang on a second here. Here's what an emailer just said. Farmers do destroy many trees. Land I sold had hundreds of them on. He tore them out to plant crops. And I've seen a lot of shelter belts being ripped out. Yes, it happens, says that emailer. Quickly, what would you say to that?
Yeah, it is happening. I've seen it happen myself. I know a guy up here that ripped out his
It's still kind of a goofy argument. Hang on, Fred. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Max Schneider coming up, too. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Top of the hour, rolling on with What's On Your Mind. By the way, if our folks up in northwest North Dakota are interested, in Montana as well, I want to tell you about the Williston Area Builders Association Home and Garden Show that will be taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Raymond Family Community Center. My friend Jerry Breyer is going to be there with the Miracle Chair. Have you heard us talk about the Miracle Chair before? If you haven't, go check it out at miraclechair.net. But it is this ultimate luxury experience massage chair. The kind you get zero gravity in, and zero gravity, alleviates stress on the heart, refreshes your muscles like you can't believe, and promotes back health and blood circulation, and has that full body massage with the relaxing heat therapy. It's really amazing. Anyway, they'll be at the Williston Raymond Family Community Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So stop by, sit in the chair for 15 minutes. You will not believe how great you feel. Just unbelievable. They also have some free samples on that coffee I was talking about yesterday. The Slim Roast coffee that helps you lose weight. There's a combo for you. I kid you not. You ever dream of losing weight by doing something you love? Drink coffee and lose weight? Incredible. So they'll have some free samples there, and we'll be telling you more about that in the coming days, too. So, okay, Fred Wing, you also wanted to say something about beavers, so go ahead, let's get that in. We're waiting for Max Schneider here to join us, but I'll give you a chance to finish your thought.
Well, I think that the beavers should be caught, and they should build a pen out there. And everyone who decides that this beaver is more important than people, these people who are tree huggers, rabbit huggers, whatever you want to call them, they should come and take care of them. But the government should not have to foot the bill, which is us. They should trap them and put them all in a pen and make sure they take care of them.
I don't know what you have. One thing I take exception with you, Fred, I don't know what you have against tree huggers. It's Earth Day. I'm a tree hugger. I'm trying to save the trees. The beavers are eating the trees. So I'm on the side of the trees here. So I'm the tree hugger today. So, you know, I'm a little offended by you calling me a tree hugger. Suggesting that that's a bad thing. Lola and Devil's Lake, real quickly, what's your solution on the trees and the beavers? Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on the beaver's side and also the tree side, but I have a solution. We've lost like 2,500 acres of our farmland to Devil's Lake, the rising waters, and there's enough dead trees around the whole lake. They could have a good time chewing them up.
So like a tree buffet. So you'd be okay if we like loaded up all the beavers
brought them over here, and there's a lot, 100 miles, I don't know, Devil's Lake's really expanded. So
we might have found a solution. Thank you, Lola.
Okay, you bet.
I'm amazed 1,000 people signed a petition trying to save beavers. I'd sign a petition to save babies. Maybe we could come up with Lola's solution there. There, if we get people worried about, you know, real issues. But anyway.
You're fired up today, aren't you?
That's a whole other show, as we say in the business. Yes, the minority leader of the North Dakota Senate, Mac Schneider of Grand Forks, who once wore the uniform for the University of North Dakota. How about that? And he's battling on a different front. He's blocking and tackling against some crazy Republicans. How you doing, Mac? Welcome back.
I'm doing great, Scott. They're not crazy. They're just a little misguided on this issue.
Yeah, is that right? Okay. Well, you're kinder, gentler today. You're not going to call them crazy. That was me. Actually, I don't think they're crazy anyway. I think it's crazy that we have a $40 billion industry in North Dakota that has no idea what their tax rate is going to be 40 days from today. We've got to fix this mess, don't we?
Well, I think there's fixes to be had, but the fix that's been proposed by the GOP majority is not the right way to go. I think what we all agree is the heart of the issue is the trigger. And count me as someone who believes the industry should have some downside safety net. You know, in times when the oil market is low, we should be providing a meaningful incentive to invest in North Dakota during those tough times. And the trigger does that, but it does it in a way that's very blunt in terms of the impact on our state budget. And so if there's a way to continue to provide a meaningful incentive while sort of softening the blow when it comes to this trigger, that's what we need to be focusing in on here in the coming days, not a massive 30% cut to the extraction tax. That's just not the right way to go.
And I know this 30% thing is the number you like to use. You know, to be clear, what we're talking about is, and it's so confusing, but the 30% comes when you look at 11.5% going to 9.5%, correct?
Well, that's not quite 30. There's the production tax, that's 5%. That's not a part of this debate.
So I'm sorry. 11.5 to 9.5 is actually 18%. Where you get 30 is when you're saying we're taking it from 6.5 to 4.5, right?
Exactly. For the sake of simplicity, I try to deal only on the extraction tax side of things. So going from 6.5% to 4.5%, that's right around 30. It's a little bit more.
All right, but their overall tax rate's obviously much higher than that. So when you say you're giving the industry 30% tax rate, you're really not.
I never say that. I always say it's a 30% cut to the oil extraction tax. Just to be clear, it is confusing.
And by the way, I was exchanging emails with Dwight Cook yesterday because I heard something in the testimony yesterday that caught my attention. That had to do with the effective tax rate. And if you go back since 1987, when some of those incentives were first put in place, mm-hmm. the effective tax rate on the industry has been as high as 11.15%. Mm-hmm. And we believe, we don't know yet because the numbers aren't crunched yet, but I believe it's going to be under 6% in the most recent month available. It's been as low as 6.1%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the effective tax rate. So does that not beg for finding a number in the middle?
I don't think we need to touch that 6.5% extraction tax side of the equation. I think the industry very thankfully has thrived in North Dakota under that tax structure. Now we're seeing a downturn in the market. This is really the first big one that we've seen since the boom took off. And so, again, I think focusing in on the trigger, you know, providing a meaningful incentive to continue to drill, to continue to invest in North Dakota when times are tough, that's what I am for. But that top tax rate, 6.5%, we can leave that alone. We know the industry does pretty well under that tax structure.
By the way, the Senate Finance and Tax Committee is meeting now as we speak, and evidently there's some amendments being proposed. Do you know what's being proposed in the way of amendments or any that are likely to pass, Matt?
Well, I just left that committee hearing to come on this show, and so I'm kind of missing out on the action just to be with you. But what was being discussed, and I apologize for having to talk about it in broad contours here, but it would take the overall effective rate down to 10. So essentially taking it from 6.5 to 5% on the extraction tax side, closing a loophole on enhanced oil recovery. And then there's a reverse trigger, but I had to run before I got the gist of the reverse trigger. So a lot of moving parts, but I think that underscores the flaw in the process here. I mean, we're making multi-billion dollar decisions basically by the seat of our pants here during these last couple days of the legislative session. We should have been having these conversations in January instead of having the House hear the bill at 9 a.m. on Monday and pass it out by supper time. That's just not the way these decisions should be made.
Right. Unfortunately, you don't really have any. I mean, first of all, we've been talking about this for a long time. You and I have had countless conversations over the years about this. This has been debated and talked about. So it's certainly not a new conversation. Now, how you fix it is obviously something that's being debated in the 11th hour. Don't you think that's largely a product of the trigger looming and a potential $5 billion loss?
you're right in the sense, Scott, that we've been talking about this for a long time, but the bill was just introduced on day 70. And so I don't think this is really a good faith effort here. I think they're trying to get this through as fast as possible. I think that's evidenced by the fact that the House had no meaningful consideration of long-term revenue projections from the tax department or from the Department of Mineral Resources. The bill is passed out without any consideration of those long-term effects. And so if reasonable people can disagree on oil tax policy, I don't think there is a reasonable disagreement that they shouldn't decisions of this magnitude should not be made under these circumstances.
Yeah, I think that's the most unfortunate thing here, that this is really having to happen late, but I just think it's a product of the hey, this is looking real. $5 billion is going to be gone. This trigger is going to get in, and this is no way to run a railroad. I mean, what you're doing right now, from the industry's perspective, is hiking their taxes. If this, what passed in the House passes in the Senate, you'll have put a hike on taxes, on the industry, right?
Well, no, not necessarily, not in the long term. But in one sense, that's true, because during downtimes, you are taking away an incentive.
How long are they going to be down? We don't know. That's the thing. All of this is unknowable. So it's. I mean, even the numbers you're throwing out on the $6 billion in loss, those are based on what you think called wild estimate or something.
These aren't our numbers. We took them from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Group, Department of Mineral Resources, and the Energy Information Administration. And in the $6 billion loss is stunning. And you're right, Scott. If these projections can go up, they can go down. But I'd like to emphasize, they could go up, too. It could be more than $6 billion. But the people that go to school for this stuff, they predict that the trigger will go into effect in June and then will go out of effect in November.
Right, but I mean, again, predictions have been right and wrong before. The last time that trigger was in place for 17 years, am I right?
Well, I think that's the case. I didn't add up the years. But, they may be right, they may be wrong, but if the present projections actually play out, Scott, we're not going to gain revenue in the short term. We're going to lose $369 million in change over the next 2 years. That is truly a nightmare scenario for North Dakota that is projected to happen. By these green eyeshade folks who do this for a living. And so I hope it doesn't happen, but why would we set ourselves up for that kind of policy result? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Two questions in the 2 minutes we have remaining. One, under this scenario that you've come out with, that you're projecting $6 billion in lost revenue between now and 2025 biennium, right?
That's right. Yeah, through the 2023 biennium, so through 2025.
Using your numbers, how much revenue's in the buckets?
We didn't game out the total revenues in terms of the overall state budget. Is that what you're asking about?
You should, because I want to know. You're talking about what's loss. You're talking about what's loss. I want to say, okay, I'm going to accept your numbers on the loss. Give me what the total revenue looks like, because I think there's a lot of money under those scenarios.
Yeah, under the oil extraction tax scenario, that would result in about a $6 billion loss. Under that scenario, the state would be collecting about $12 billion over the next 10 years, but you're giving away, close to six under that scenario. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. That's what we have to expect would happen, Scott. When you cut the oil extraction tax by 30%, you're going to lose right around one third of the revenue.
Last question.
Yes.
With the difference, whatever it ends up being, and we don't know, nobody knows. You can guess where oil's going to go, but you just don't know. So whatever the number ends up being, let's say over 5 years it's $2 billion. Okay, I'm just going to pick a number.
Mm-hmm.
The tax reduction ends up being $2
billion. Mm-hmm.
Under your scenario, the state keeps the $2 billion. Under my scenario, it goes back in the industry. What do you think happens to it? Where's the best bang for the buck for the overall revenue of the state of North Dakota?
I think that the best way that we can take advantage of this one-time harvest of natural resource revenue is to make sure that we're investing this for future generations. I think the legacy fund is one of the best things that we've ever done as a state. And so that $2 billion, if you take that into the legacy fund, invest it prudently, that is going to be a permanent payoff for not just my child, but her kids as well. She's two right now, so she doesn't have any. But that's the long-term benefit
Got it.
The state that we'd be giving up here.
Thanks, Mac. Appreciate the time. Get back to that hearing.
You bet. We'll do.
Hey, there'll be some breaking news on that before we're done, I'm sure. Stay tuned for a vote. We'll have the tally here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hanlon here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. Two-for-one pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From Valley City, and as far as the property tax jump, I guess my question would be is when was the last time that guy's property was assessed? Because if they came up with a value 40 years ago and haven't done anything since and it's doubled, well, that's just the way it is. But if it was 2 years ago they assessed it and now it's doubled, that'd be something different. But that would be my question. When was the previous assessment completed? Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to dig into this. I've asked him to send us all the information so we can go to the state and find out. And I understand the state has a process in which there's, you know, something trips a review. So they're just, and again, they're just looking at trying to make sure when there's big changes, why has that happened? Big changes between a sale of property and where the assessed value was, right? Text to Todd's phone, Scott, my coworker's home in Bismarck was revalued for property taxes twice in 2 years, increasing 11% each time. When wages stay the same, what do you do? It's not a fun situation. I'm not exactly saying, the value of your property going up and someone on a fixed income then having to pay more in property taxes is a good thing. I'm just saying the opposite of that. In other words, if that coworker's home was going down in value, so the property taxes were going down, would mean when they go to sell it, it's not good. Or, their assets are not, you don't want something to devalue. You know, so it's kind of, but things happen that are out of whack. And if there is a process in place, and if you think, hey, this isn't fair, this is going up more than it's realistic, and there's no way I could sell it for this, there's no example of that, then engage in the appeal process for sure. Another call came in off the air during the break.
I'm calling regarding Earth Day. There is a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. That's G-E-O. EngineeringWatch.org. I'd encourage people to check out some of the articles there to really find out some of the things that are going on with our Earth. Thank you.
All right. Well, it is Earth Day, and I am a tree hugger today officially because I've taken the sides of the trees over the beavers in Fargo. So anyway, I'm not familiar with that website. We are going to be talking about geothermal water heaters next hour, though. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. He saved the water heater. My gosh, our congressman's busy. The Energy Department was gunning for your water heater if it was geothermal, and Congress yesterday passed some rebuke to it. So kind of cool. Josh in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just – the property tax assessment is what I have the issue with because they tax my house or they assess my house for my assessment, they say, has climbed $60,000. But talking to a realtor – and the true market value, I can't get anywhere near that money if I were to sell it.
All right, well, then something's wrong, right? Because it's usually the opposite. Usually, your assessment comes and you say, why? It went up that much? You say, if I wrote you a check for that today, would you sell it for that? No, it's worth a little more than that. You know, that's usually what you end up, the kind of conversations you have. But in your case, if you're saying legitimately, it's assessed higher than it would be able to be, sold for, I would engage in the appeal process, start digging into it.
And I have. And then as far as the beaver go, I would assume that, or I would say that if the people that are protesting it, and I hate it when people say that, well, we can live trap them and move them someplace else, and then we just push the problem onto somebody else's back. How about we move them to the protester's house, and then they can deal with them and live with them?
I like that adoption idea. All the fowl, they put them up for adoption, and they just go right down the list of the petition signers. So I think you, Josh, have a good idea, and so do our other callers. So we're going to solve this one way or another before we're done today. I love it, the good ingenuity of our fine What's on Your Mind audience. Texter, this is an emailer and then a text. I'm not a math wizard, but if you have $12 billion in revenue, then reduce the tax by a third, how do you end up losing $6 billion? Are they using Common Core math? not my question. The question from the listener.
Right.
But I want to know. I got to see the study they're using and compute that to the revenue because it's a ginormous amount of revenue. Was my point in raising that? They're wanting to talk about only the loss. Let's see here. Are you kidding me? $12 billion. Do the math. It's more than that. Can you say greed? Wow. Great question. You caught him in a lie. Love the show. Thanks. I don't know if it's a lie. They just don't want to talk about the amount of revenue based on it. They only want to talk about the loss. They want to act like the sky is falling. It's what Democrats do. They want more money in state coffers so they can decide how to spend your money. It's just how they are. It's how they're wired. I get that. I'm encouraged by the fact that Max Schneider at least acknowledges this is not a good system. And we need to fix it. Now, he wants to fix it by getting rid of the trigger, putting in some kind of different incentive, but then keeping the tax high, you know. Stay tuned. They might have a solution here, with a compromise between the House and Senate version. So it's going to be interesting. They're meeting as we speak. All right. Greg in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm talking more about property taxes. Now, did the state give us some relief in property taxes?
$850 million worth.
Yes.
Again, and they've done that now the last number of bienniums.
Okay, so my question is, when the state gives us relief, is our county and township raising our taxes so that they can offset that price?
Well, it depends. You should take a close look at that comparing this year for previous years, because the tax relief that's come from the state has remained exactly the same, okay? So I know I saw a pretty good size reduction, and now I understand it's going to start inching back up, and that usually you can find it in an increase in the school, the city, the county. You know, I mean, dig into it, and you get your tax statements. They at least have reformed those now, so they're close to English, but check it out. Let us know how it's going in West Fargo. We want to know. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.